Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here's the Hollies bringing us back. That's that magic bus. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having an outstanding visit with our good friend Rob Grady. Rob is the president of The Grady Company. TheGradyCompany.com is the website. He's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. That means it's, the first two were unbelievably successful. And then also five kick-ass strategies for every business needs. We're talking about, we're working out of that book on his famous, his legendary five strategies for building a business. We talked about buying market share where you actually either, you either discount to get people to come in or you advertise to get them to come in. You're buying that market share. The other one we talked about was hunting, keeping things in the pipeline, getting stuff in the funnel, develop, cultivating and getting prospects, qualifying prospects, so that you know where the new next new business is going to come from. Now you got three more, Rob.
Well, I do. The third one we talk about is harvesting more sales from your existing customers. And I list, I think half a dozen or more ways to do that. There's this traditional suggestive selling. Hey, do you want fries with that order? We talk about rotation farming, which means periodic reconnection with your customers, and particularly for periodic products. Somebody
can I change one word there?
Yeah.
In the age of the customer in the 21st century, it needs to be constant.
Yeah.
Constant, not periodic, but constant. Talking.
Well, continuity is not necessarily what we mean by rotation farming. That's a different thing. What you're talking about is maintaining.
No, you use the word
rotation farming.
You use the word periodic. And I'm just saying, not periodic, constant.
I understand. All right, I'll back off. But rotation farming, we talk about when you have to have your oil changed every 3 months.
Yeah.
You get a coupon at 2.5 months.
Exactly.
Take money in for a. So that's
Thank
what we
you.
Call rotation farming.
That's perfect. Let me
and
tell
then,
you another thing. I want to mention on the farming thing. When you talk about getting more out of a customer, find out what their customers need. If you want to find out whether a new opportunity is for you, ask them what they're doing to their customers. What do you think about that?
Well, now you're actually backing up to hunting new customers. That's one of the ways that we talk about hunting new customers is partnering with your clients and finding out what their customers want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we're talking about harvesting sales, and I was saying after rotation farming, we call it trading up. You know, you bought the standard mm-hmm. model this year, let's buy the deluxe model next year. Selling accessories. There's all sorts of ways in the book about how to sell more stuff to your existing customers. And that's the easiest form of the five strategies. That's the most cost effective. Mm-hmm. So that's the one you put your most effort into.
Elbow grease.
Because it's the least
Shoe
expensive.
Leather.
Yeah. It's the least expensive. So why not make it the prime focus of your marketing plan?
And those people already look forward to you coming to see them or calling them. Or what do they know who you are? They'll make your call, right?
They already know you. They already trust you. They already got their wallets open.
Yep.
All you
got
to do is grab more money out of their wallet. So.
Yep.
Are
referrals in that too, or is that in the hunting part?
That's hunting.
Okay.
That's hunting.
All right. Now number four.
Number four is new products. Every company needs new products because your competitors are out there trying to make you obsolete.
You got to be fresh. You got to be fresh, don't you?
Absolutely. And not only that, but every customer wants to work with suppliers who are on the cutting edge. They want to know that you're constantly coming up with new products to solve their customers' problems, going back to your idea of solving their customers' problems.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of case studies in there that I worked on new products with McDonald's and Union Carbide and a couple of others. So I show how to go about morphological analysis, brainstorming, sensory analysis, different ways to come up with new products, and then how to break into the market with them.
I got a friend who says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. You got to be fresh.
Exactly right. That's exactly why you need new products.
Yeah. All right.
How about and the fifth one, the last one we touched on earlier, that's mergers and acquisitions. When interest rates are low, acquiring another company may be the least expensive way to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for giant corporations. I tell my small business clients, you can grow a company with a $200,000 investment in another a competitor or somebody in your supply chain. You can either go up the supply chain or down the supply chain and buy another company and merge with yours. It's a great way to expand into a new market rather than trying to hunt new customers in a market nobody knows you. You buy up a little competitor and bingo, you're in business. You've got a set customer base that you can build from.
Already people coming in the door, right? You got a phone number people are used to using. You got a location people are used to coming to.
Yeah, exactly. So all you're then doing is harvesting more sales from existing customers that you just bought.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times mergers and acquisitions are the easiest way to grow your business.
But for a small business, it's really it almost has to happen. This might be a little controversial, but it almost has to happen organically. This is one of those things that you can't. It's hard to force that kind of thing in a small business.
Actually, merger and acquisition is something that you do need to force, Jim. You have to find them, approach them, and acquire them.
Yeah, it's just hard.
And finding the right partner and the approach is very important.
Keep your ears open and your eyes open. That's one of the best ways to do it. Hey, Rob, thegredycompany.com, G-R-E-D-E, thegredycompany.com, is that right?
That's the name of the website, and look for the 5 kick-ass strategies.
And the books are available wherever books are sold. Rob Grady,
books,
ladies and gentlemen,
anywhere.
He'll be back another day. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.